Good.
Check, check.
There you are. Can you hear me, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. It's a little low.
All right.
Up it up a little.
All right. Just put it up a little bit. Checking on the air, you know? What do you got to do? Da, 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 da. Ba, ba, da, da, da.
Did you rap Deb?
No.
Add Deb. Add Deb.
All right, I'll add Deb.
You gotta bump me up. I can't hear you.
That should be good. All you need is love. All you need is love. Ba ba da da da. There she is. She's there. Feels good to be in the studio and getting things rolling at 7:04.
Hello.
Hey, Deb. Looking like a rogue over there with your gray streak.
Thank you.
You're looking good.
Bonnie Raitt, not rogue.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. Which mic you want over there? Dylan's here.
Hello.
All right. I'm going to turn this down. We're looking
dude, good. I can barely hear you.
I don't know why you can barely hear me. Everything is turned up nice and loud for you. I can hear you fine. I can hear me coming through you fine.
Well, I just turned it up so I could listen to make sure I was coming through. I sound good on the out end, but I can't hear. Like, give me some more volume from your...
I'm blasting it from this end. Why do we do this last minute every time?
Do you have your hair curled?
What, mine?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just down. It's just kind of like a mess right here. I'll blow it down.
Oh, pretty.
It's pretty, right? It looks good, right? All right, so we just came from the bar. This is the Dave and Giggles Show. I did not just play an intro, but here we are. We're the Dave and Giggles Show. We came from a birthday party of a coworker. I don't know what else to say about that. There you
we
are.
We should leave it there.
We should leave it that at that.
At that.
All right. Yeah. We'll leave it at that. There may be something in the future where we bring him in, and then maybe we'll talk about it more. What do you do with, like, coworkers who are on the edge, you know? No comment. All right.
Plead the fifth.
All right. So what's going on over there? How is everybody?
Well, I was here at 5. I don't know why I raced to get home so you can be late. This is it.
It was the Uber's fault. It was the Uber's fault. We should have been here right on time.
Yeah, the Uber driver, he was stopping at yellow lights.
He was.
God, that's the worst.
It was.
Just run through them.
There was actually, Google car, I think, the car that's driving itself, ran a red light.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, right?
Humanity's doomed.
Humanity is doomed. It's just like, and apparently it was something that maybe a hacker found when they hacked in and figured out what was going on, because they're not releasing that information.
It was the Russians,
yeah. It's always the Russians.
You got to stop caressing your hair, bro. Put it up in a hat.
I can't find
something. I can't look at you for an hour caressing your hair.
I was just thinking the same thing.
You love my hair. I had a hair tie somewhere and I can't find what I did with it. You think I should cut it?
Cut it.
Dave's like 90s grunge right now with that old sweater.
I know. And watch this. If I put this hat on, I figured out what I look like. Ready? I know this is a radio thing, but whatever. Yeah. But put this hat on. I look like I'm out of Airheads.
You do. You have to be there.
Yeah, is there something? Are you eventually going to come out as trans? Maybe?
Yes. That's what all of this is leading up to. And then I'm going to really give the good fight for going into the bathroom, the ladies' bathroom. That's going to be the end result here. I just want to go into the women's bathroom.
Well, the men's bathroom where we work is gross, so I see where why you're doing what you do.
Dylan gets it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right,
so. Face as a woman.
I would be a good-looking woman, I think. Right? All right, so here we are, the Dave and Giggles Show. You can give us a call. I know we had a rough start, but here we are. 718-928-9732. 718-928-9732. I tried desperately this week to get an astronomer on, and nobody really bit. I talked to a couple people, and they were like, here, talk to this person, talk to that person. And it kind of ended me in a wild goose chase. But I was really looking forward to getting an astronomer on so we can talk about the new planets.
The
seven new planets. It's our only hope, right? Like, that's it.
Are those the closest, like, habitable ones?
But it's also 40 light years away.
It's not bad. This administration always feels like it's been going on for
40 light years. Yeah. So it's very true.
Good. Yeah. Welcome back, Dylan. Good to have you. On the air.
Tambering.
It's been a long time since you've been on the show. A lot has happened to you since you've been on the show. You went to Italy.
I did.
How was Dylan in Rome?
It was fun.
Yeah. Tell us your favorite story of going over there. So you went to Rome, you went to Florence, you went to, where else did you go?
Salzburg, Austria.
Austria. Yeah.
The favorite story?
Yeah.
I mean, there was this weird guy we met on the train that was pretty interesting.
It was like the overnight train, right?
Yeah, we took in like an overnight train and we had like a cab. Where it looked like it was just going to be me and Laura, who was my girlfriend. It looked like we were just going to be occupying this cab.
Yeah.
Because it had gone like 6 or 7 stops and no one had gotten on. So we were like, all right, let's just fucking spread out and like take off our shoes and get comfy.
Sure, get comfortable. And we've all been there.
Yeah. And then, you know, of course, it's like the last stop that people can get on. You know, someone inevitably, it's like, oh, yeah, my seat is like in between where you guys are.
Oh,
so,
no.
Like, get dressed and
put
get out of my way.
On. Yeah.
And he was just an interesting fellow. He asked us where we were from, and we were just like, oh, you know, we're from, you know, New Jersey, like New York area. He's like, oh, I know New York because, you know, I'm gay. I was just like, what? I mean, how does that automatically
throw that in?
And then he just kept talking about Ivanka Trump a lot.
So was he for or against Ivanka?
I don't know. He loved her.
He loved her.
He's like, oh, you know, Ivanka Trump, she's in the White House now.
Sure. So he's big pro Ivanka.
He just loved her. Yeah.
He doesn't love Donald.
I don't know if he knows. Yeah, he knows. I don't know if he knew anything about that. He just loved Ivanka.
That's great.
So that was fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. So that's a good story.
Yeah, it was a weird.
I feel like this, my favorite story you told was when you were with your cousins.
Yeah.
And like it, the way they like everything was so neat and organized kind of made you feel like an American
slob. And I was
slob.
A slob. Yeah. Yeah. I can't. I'm a messy eater. And like they're like cleaning up after me as I ate. Like they were like catching the food coming out of my mouth and like wiping up. Like, yeah, I felt like a real pig.
But like also like they get another thing you told me. I'm just throwing it all out there because you're not.
You remember more about this trip than I do, by the way. It's
the fact that they wouldn't eat without you.
Oh yeah. So everything is just very structured and like formal and like I don't know. It's just bizarre there. Like. They would say, oh, come up whenever you're ready to eat breakfast. And we would just wake up at, like, noon and come upstairs. Because they were staying in, like, a flat above where we were staying. And they would just be sitting at the table waiting for us to come in to eat. It's like, have you been here 3-4 hours now waiting?
We've been sitting here.
You haven't touched anything. Like, you could have eaten all, like, there's a bit of a culture, like, clash there.
Sure.
Like
it just makes you feel like traveling makes you understand
like
how American slovenly we are as people. Like we don't really realize how we live until we see other people live.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, how about you, Giggles? What are your dinner parties like? Do you go over there and like and you're just like throwing the kids around, throwing food across the table at them? What is going on? I don't know what it's like to be a dad going to dinner parties.
We don't really go to dinner parties with our kids.
Yeah.
Like going out to eat. We went out to eat the other night with the kids and that was just, it's horrible. Cause they're just like, they're, you know, screaming or they're just like, you know, wanting to break stuff and it's not pleasant. So I think anybody that goes out to eat with kids, like it's better to do it at somebody else's house.
Right.
Where they can play in the other room and you can eat dinner.
Right. Is that why typically you just like someone has a kid and then you just don't see them for like 4 years? And then eventually,
18 years,
then eventually they come out and emerge, and they're like, okay, now we can act like people again? Deb gets it.
Yep.
What are you doing over there, Deb? Deb, what's going on?
Nothing. I'm bored.
You're bored already? Yeah, thanks. All right, so what's going on in the sex world, as it were, Deb? What's happening?
Oh, just people being scared still.
People being scared. So are you still... like doing therapy about Donald Trump?
Totally. Yes, because it's getting better.
Well, no, it's not getting better, but I mean there is like, all right, so you live with someone who beats you, but then eventually you get accustomed to it. And then, you know, like you kind of live with it and then you kind of like put it under the rug, so to speak, right?
So yeah, but
you're dealing with you're trying to get it back from out under the rug.
I'm just your analogy just threw me off.
That's what I was trying to do because I can see you over there and you're rolling your eyes. You're telling me you're bored. I'm going to screw with you.
All right. Pick a different analogy besides being.
I'm not doing another analogy. You know what I mean.
Yes. People are just really still messed up and really scared. And because things are changing, you know, they just with the new trans thing with the bathrooms and it's like, God, just leave people alone.
So what was the thing he like kind of decreed as far as the trans thing? Because at first he said he was going to be on board with all lesbian, gay, trans and all that stuff. And then
right,
he backpedaled.
They're trying to take away the rights to how you identify is what bathroom you go into. So
they're saying if you were born one way, you have to use that bathroom. That's pretty much what they're saying.
Exactly, because they're so afraid that someone's going to get molested by someone who's trying to pee.
All right,
is that thing that I saw on the news true about that there's more Republican members of
that have been
arrested for sexual misconduct in bathrooms
than transsexuals?
Trans people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as a father, how do you feel about that? Like, trans people, do you think you're cool? Are you cool with it?
I mean, I don't. My kids are at the age where if I go into the bathroom, they're going to go with me. You know, I'm not letting them go in to the bathroom by themselves. And honestly, like,
and that's
the
enough
time I spend in the bathroom is quick. We go in there, we do our stuff, we wash our hands, and we get out.
That's the thing. We're not. You know, no one's looking at anyone else.
No,
you go
I don't
in there.
Even
you
look at another guy next to me, like you know, like standing, you know. I do my best not to look at somebody, you know, going to the bathroom next to me.
I go out of my way to talk to them.
Yeah,
but that's me.
It's not about a bathroom.
It's not about. Well, I saw a sign the other day, and it was really great. and it said, it's about as much the bathroom as it was about the water fountain.
I posted that.
Yeah, you posted that, but I've seen it in other places too. I'll give you credit for it. I saw it on your wall. But it's
true. Armchair activism.
But it's true. I mean, it's as much about, like, you know, that kind of segregation and all that. It's not about the water fountain. It's not about the bathroom everywhere, you know, like that. It's so much more than that. It's about equality, you know?
Right. Human rights to a bathroom.
Human rights to a bathroom. And I don't care what you do in a bathroom. Just don't do it by me.
Just be cleanly.
Just be cleanly. Just wash your
hands. Wash your hands.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you guys see this video of this, what is it, Kim Jong-un's half-brother getting assassinated?
Is there video of it?
Yeah.
It's not funny, but I mean, it's they have video of it.
Yeah. I have not seen this.
Alleged attackers thought she was part of a prank show.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No, I saw something, and she only got paid $90 to do it?
Yeah, something like that. She thought she was part of a prank show. She's putting baby oil on the guy's face.
So how did it go?
So it was a nerve agent.
Somebody gave her this thing and said, you're part of a prank show. You go to use this stuff and go put it in that dude's face. That's how it went down.
I guess so.
That's frightening.
This guy's killed more of his family members than like ever. He's nuts.
He's nuts.
Do you see that photo? We're getting the photo the New York Times did about all like the stuff in the background, you know, of the nuclear bomb picture, and they're really ramping it up to like, you know, like the nukes. I said this years ago. The nukes are going to get us all, man.
Well,
dude's going to fire off a nuke,
it's true.
It's just going to be a nuke war.
It's true.
Until all of us are just, you know.
Nuked.
Well, I mean, Donald Trump, I think yesterday, came out and said, we are not the leading source of the most nukes anymore. And I want to write that. I want to make more nukes.
Need more nukes.
What happened to, like, it was only like 10, 15 years ago where we were like, all right, we're gonna do the right thing and start getting rid of nukes.
Stop nukes.
Like
nuke the whales.
There was that documentary of like Down to Zero or something like that, where we were trying to get nukes abolished from the earth. Now we want have a president who wants more nukes. This doesn't make any sense.
I don't think he knows what nukes are.
No. Well, did you hear him talking about what was it? Uranium. That was just the most embarrassing thing I've ever heard, where he's like, uranium, folks, I don't know if you've heard of it, but it does bad things. It does really bad things. Bad hombres in that uranium.
Isn't that a planet?
Uranium.
They just discovered a new planet. Uranium.
Uranium.
He's crazy. We got to get off of him in a little bit. But I thought what was crazy was he was like, in his CPAC speech, he said, the media is, what is it? It's the enemy of the people. And I was like, the only time the media was the enemy of the people is when they gave you all this free airtime, you know, and you know, let your hate speech just reach the masses. That's when they were the enemy of the people.
I know. It's really
now
bad.
Now they're actually doing their job, you know, supposedly.
Right.
So I think it's all going to blow up. I think it's all going to like come out. Somebody's going to break the story, you know.
Which story? Russia? Is it going to be Russia that brings them down?
It's going to be Russia. It's going to be a lot of stuff.
I hope so. Ugh. Well, Dylan, you said you had a story. You had something.
Sure. I read something interesting today.
Okay.
You probably heard this before.
Okay.
Lincoln's Ghost. Have you read much about Lincoln's Ghost?
I only know what I know from a Simpsons episode.
There's a Simpsons ghost,
and then there was like a treasure buried at the White House that Lincoln supposedly buried it.
I don't remember anything about a treasure.
All right, so tell me about Lincoln's
ghost. I don't know how I even got on the topic. What did I look up? I don't remember what I looked up. But anyway, I just started. I stumbled upon a Wikipedia page that was had a bunch of information about how a Lincoln he kind of foresaw his death. Have you ever heard about that?
I did hear about that.
Yeah,
yeah. He had a dream about it, didn't he?
Had dreams, and he spoke to a lot of different people and said, "Yeah, I think I'm going to die soon.
This is it."
And not that that's a like go. That's like not like a huge like prediction,
right?
For a guy, but half the country who wanted to murder him,
right? Exactly.
I mean, he wasn't like really
right,
but I read that he had that, and that a lot of notable people have seen his ghost.
We're down at the
White House.
The White House.
Apparently,
but he didn't die in the White House, did he?
No, but he still like wanders around there.
So yeah. I always thought it was when you die, and if you're going to come back as a ghost, you come back where you died. I guess Beetlejuice, they went back to the house. They died in the river.
They got stuck at the house.
They got stuck at the house. They did come back to the river.
That may be where you developed that notion. Yeah.
Well, but they didn't die. They didn't come back as a ghost at the river. They went back to the house.
Yeah, they got stuck
that goes along with you. That goes along with what you're saying.
Yeah, he's stuck at the
house. What do you think about ghosts, Deb? You're looking at me over there. What do you think? Ghosts exist or what?
Absolutely.
All right, tell me your ghost story. I know you have one because you're Deb.
Ghost story. A friend of mine died in high school, and one of the bathroom stalls was like swinging back and forth, and everyone was convinced it was her because we all used to hang out and smoke cigarettes together.
Jeez.
In the bathroom.
That makes sense with that voice now. You're like all rugged today.
Sorry.
So you're smoking in the girls' room, not in the boys' room. You're smoking in the girls' room, and one of your girlfriends died.
She had died.
Okay,
is it smoking related?
No, she was hit by a car. So I don't know if the guy
was smoking, at the time. No.
Yeah.
So was it a guy or a girl?
A girl.
A girl. Okay. So this goes along with your story. All right, caller, you're on the air. We're gonna take a second break here. Hello.
Hello.
It's a ghost?
I think it's a ghost.
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
Oh, jeez. It is a ghost. It's salad fingers. Slenderman.
What's happening, buddy? Laugh it up. Where are you? You walking across the Williamsburg Bridge?
You swimming the fucking East River?
No. I'm in Ridgewood.
Oh, you're back at the house, huh?
Yeah. Playing well.
What's going on? You sound real in a bad way. Do we need to help you?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, why are you so quiet and you're so hush?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't want to, like, blow the mic out.
Oh, well, you can talk a little louder. So what's going on? What was your weekend like? Give me a rundown.
Oh, well, it was cool.
Jeez. This is like
This is like asking a third grader about his day at school, right?
How was your day at school?
It was good.
Yeah, well, the reason I'm calling. I think your show lacks like a theme song.
It lacks what?
Like a theme song.
It has a theme. Oh, you want to use one of your songs as a theme song?
I want to write the new theme song.
Do it. I like it.
I turned off the AC. That's way better, right? Jeez. All right. So, all right. You're gonna write a theme song. I am into this.
Yeah.
What do you want what do you need for a theme song? Like, do you need anything from us, or are you just gonna go ahead and write it?
I think it's gonna be.
God, it's terrible. Oh, he's got something prepared, I think. So it's like bluesy bass.
This is good so far.
It's good so far.
This is from GarageBand.
Yeah.
That like. Okay.
I'm working on something like that. All right. Almost like a ZZ Top.
It's very ZZ Top. I like it. Is there going to be any words, or is it just going to be music?
It's going to be like. There's going to be words. It's going to be about you guys.
Okay.
About you.
All right. Give me some, like, idea of, like, what kind of words you want to put in there.
You know, you guys are on, like, fan boats. And Bayou, it's kind of like a Duck Dynasty kind of image.
I'm into this so far. I'm into this so far. Keep going.
I'm just going to rebrand the entire
thing. All right, will you have it ready for next week?
It might take a couple weeks to really get the finished product.
All right. So when it's ready, I will guarantee you we will.
Dialogue.
Perfect.
I gotta spruce up the show a little bit. It's a little. You're doing good, but you know.
All right. So I guarantee you, I will make the promise that when you get it done, it will open the show when you finish it. So whatever week you finish it, it will open the show that week. Will you have to come in studio? It's a good song.
Sounds good. I like it.
Sounds good. All right, you go work on that. We'll talk to you later. I think he hung up.
It's a good song.
He's got a point.
He's got a point. All right, so I want to go back to the ghost thing, or just keep moving on. Has anyone seen that panda video? That panda video where the panda just like latches on to some dude, like the cleaner's leg.
Yeah,
it's been like everywhere, right? In 4 days, it got 134 million views.
Where have I been for the last 4 days?
You've been gone.
I've never seen any of this stuff.
I know. What's because you're not on Facebook?
I just saw that Gangnam Style video like a couple days ago. Like that. That's funny. I like that.
It was a good video, great. Right? What was his name?
Psy.
Psy.
Was
he North Korean?
He's not the one who got killed in the airport, is he?
I think he was.
Oh, jeez.
So what is this video? Is this the video of the woman killing him? Is it a woman who killed her?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Does she know that she killed him? Giggles. What are you doing over there?
Just looking at Facebook.
He's in a trance.
You are in a trance. What's going on over there?
He just got poisoned, I think.
I think he got poisoned.
He's got nerve agent.
Oh, man. What are you reading over there?
Some guy went into a DJI store and stole about... $1,000 worth of equipment, you know, the drone. They opened these drone stores, one in Colorado. And this guy went in and stole a bunch of stuff, but they got pictures of him, which is great. Like, I mean, for the ethical thing of not to steal, but like, don't steal or do anything nowadays because, like, it's going to be on camera.
It's everything.
You know, everybody's
got cameras.
You're going to get, you know,
you're going to get pinched. Yeah. Well, there was the guy who stole the, urn full of gold, right? The bucket full of
my
gold.
Favorite man.
That guy is awesome. Did you see that? Like, what was it, like 2 months ago, 3 months ago? The guy who just walked up to the back of a truck. It was open, and there was a bucket on the back. And he just went up, took it. He was on camera, and he just walks down, and then eventually it gets too heavy for him. He puts it down, takes a break.
It's like a 100-pound bucket.
It was like
gold.
100-pound bucket full of gold. How much was it worth? It was like millions of dollars.
Lots of millions.
And they still haven't found him.
No, they found him.
I thought they didn't find him. Did they find him?
We may need to look into this because I heard that they found him in like Central America.
Do a search.
I can't reach my phone.
What do you mean you can't reach your phone? Where's my producer?
All right. Anyway, it was a great story. And also, there's so much, and there was like a lot of video of him because it was like in Midtown Manhattan. So there's like,
there was
like 50 angles. Like, it was great.
Yeah. It was so great. And he just walked off with it. He didn't give a shit. He was just like, I got this bucket. I don't care. Man. So you look that up. Let me know. What?
Do you see this? We're just reading headlines.
reading headlines.
So prepared.
Press Secretary Sean Spicer is basically, they're doing random phone checks to find out who the leakers is.
Wow.
Yeah, he's just grabbing phones.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah, I heard he's just grabbing phones.
It's like high school.
It is like high school. What are you saying about me? What do you got? Suspect in theft of bucket of gold flakes is caught in Ecuador.
This just in.
Caught in Ecuador.
From January 19th.
January 19th. Caught in Ecuador. Oh, man. So you can't even get out of the country anymore.
Oh, no, he went to Ecuador.
I know, but he got caught.
Did he get
extradited back into America?
Oh, probably.
Because you're not going to read the article.
No,
we're just going to headline it.
There's like millions of words in this thing.
You know what I love?
All right.
All these photos of Barack Obama just on vacation, smiling.
He's in New York right now. He's in New York City right now. Yeah. He's keeping a really low profile.
Yeah.
I wish they put him in charge of the DNC, head of the DNC.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
He wants nothing to do with any of this.
No, he doesn't.
We got to reelect him.
Just put him back in there?
Can you do it?
Grover Cleveland did that, right?
Can he go back?
Yeah, what was Grover Cleveland's deal? He was like there and left and came back and left and came back. And.
But how many times did he do it? Like, was he still in an 8-year thing or no? Bloomberg was freaking like mayor for like 40 years. How did that work out?
Exactly. How did he get away with it?
I have no idea.
He's a billionaire. He's
got a lot of money.
He did buy it. But I'd still rather have him than Trump, though. I mean, God. Whew. Did you hear about the Magic Castle?
This would be the name of this show.
Did you hear about Magic Castle?
What happened there?
So the Magic Castle, do you know about the Magic Castle?
No.
Tell us.
The Magic Castle is a restaurant and place where you can go see magic in L.A. So it's this huge castle that every floor and every room has a magician in it. And it's owned by the some magicians union thing. And the president is Neil Patrick Harris, oddly enough. If you ever saw the show Love, it was featured in that. We got to talk about Bill Paxton.
That's not the guy from Independence Day, is it?
No, that's Bill Pullman. You know that.
Now we should be able to actually finally eliminate that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. One of them is dead, right?
One of them is finally dead. Who thought that Bill Paxton would go first, though, you know? Game over, man.
Which, I can't remember.
Before Betty White.
Before Betty White.
Yeah, jeez.
He was only 60. How old is Betty White? Betty White's 93, right? I don't know how old she is. She's pretty old. She's just under my grandma. I know that.
She's a vampire.
She's a vampire. So anyway, at this Magic Castle, they're like one of the magicians, I guess, went missing. And they're rooting around, opened up a closet, and he's in the closet, hung, and dead in a closet. In the Magic Castle, dead.
It's terrible.
Mystery in the Magic Castle. It's pretty good. So it turns out that originally that they called it a suicide, and then later they changed it to accidental death.
How do you?
One of those deaths.
Maybe he had something over his head too.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Maybe it was yeah. What was the guy's name who died of autoerotic asphyxiation?
David Carradine.
David Carradine. Yeah.
Oh, he died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, Kung Fu.
That's how you autoerotic.
Yeah.
Asphyxiation.
Maybe the castle is a front for a different kind of castle.
Maybe.
Did you guys hear about this? This is good. I like this one. This is good. We'll just come up with headlines.
Did you hear about this?
The subway rider that was pummeled by one of those Showtime guys because he didn't get out of the way. Do you hear about
this? I read it. I read the headline.
All right. Tell me the story.
I don't know. I just read the headline.
Yeah, I read the headline.
Right. Showtime guy. What are you talking
about? Have you ever ridden the subway? Well, Deb doesn't really ride the subway.
No. She drives in.
She drives in.
Gets drunk and then drives back.
They're the guys that do the tricks. They do the gymnastics and breakdancing on the subway. And if you're not careful, you can get kicked in the face.
You can. Yeah. And they don't care. They don't give a shit. If you don't move.
Around.
So what did they do? What did they do?
I got to look it up. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Buffering.
All right, here's the who's a bigger death? Bill Paxton? The answer is Bill Paxton.
Sure.
But you know who else who died today?
Wait, don't tell me.
Okay, wait, don't tell me. That's not our show, though. No, that's not our show.
Our show is Have You Heard
Have
This?
Have You Heard the News? Have you heard the news
have
today?
You heard of this?
Wait, don't tell me.
I don't know. Who is it?
All right, so the other guy who died today was Judge Wapner.
Ah, jeez.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Judge Wapner died today. I think he was 90 or 91.
No, 97.
97? He was 97?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's good, though. I mean, I feel like once you get up to, like, past 90, you know, like...
I think when you make it to, like, 85, like, after that, like, you're all right.
No. Wait till you get to be 85.
I'm not going to make it to 85. I can guarantee you that.
Of course you will.
I saw... So the other day, I went to the gym.
Oh, man. Have you heard this?
Stop if you heard this. But I went to the gym, I dropped the kids off at the in-laws, and then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go swimming for a little bit. So I went swimming and then went into the sauna. And these two women, as soon as I walk into the sauna, these two women are just jabbering, you know, and they're just talking about how this other mom, you know, doesn't brush her kids' hair. They're just like ragging on this other mom who's not there, obviously. Man.
So is this a sauna that's not in like the men's room? It's a sauna that's right next to the pool?
You know, clothed sauna, you know. And they're just jabbering. I'm like, oh, just shut up. You know, just stop talking. And then so like I'm sitting and then finally they leave. And then this old guy was doing laps and he stops them. He's like, oh, hey. You know, he's like this. I mean, he must have been in his late 80s and these women probably in their late 30s or whatever. And he was just like, oh, hey, you know, what's up, beautiful or both? You know, he's just like hitting on these married women.
Oh, no.
But I looked at him, and not that I want to be hitting on married women in a pool when I'm 87 swimming laps, he was just doing the backstroke, and I was like, this dude, look at this legend. He's out there, he's swimming in the middle of the day, and he's just saying hi to the ladies know him.
What else
does
he got to do?
His age, and he's just pimping, you know?
He's retired, Probably retired. Smokes a lot of weed in Colorado.
Yeah. Swimming.
Swimming, just loving his life and hitting on 30-year-old women. That's not a bad deal.
Yeah.
Not a bad deal. I used to know someone who went swimming a lot, and it was in public pools. And they said that the old people were the worst because they would get in and all of the toilet paper would like rise to the top because they wouldn't like they would leave it stuck in there a lot. So it would just like come out and then there would be like little pieces of toilet paper all over the place. Geez. Old people, man. You can't trust them.
Have you heard this?
Have you heard this? Stop me if you heard this.
I haven't heard this.
Yeah, have you heard this? Really weird stuff, man. All right, here's a story that's not a story. This is something that should have been like, I don't think anybody's doing this anymore. But in Milwaukee, you have to get a permit now in a park if you want to use Pokemon Go.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I like that.
Yeah. You got to get, yeah.
Yeah, but nobody, is anybody Pokemon going?
That's anywhere? What I was, that's yeah. why I called it a story that's not a story.
Yeah, it's just like so after the fact.
It doesn't make sense to me. Like, why would you think of the, I mean, they had a huge drop off, right?
A permit.
A permit to use Pokemon Go. You use Pokemon
Go. Do we
want
to talk about the Oscars?
All right, what's the deal with the Oscars? Has anybody got any updates on the Oscars?
Who won?
Well, this is, and we are not really sort of at liberty to speak about race relations, but I guess after that whole Oscars So White scandal last year, there's a lot more people of color that are nominated. So I guess they like supposedly got some new members. Things are a little bit, but doesn't it seem like, I don't know, it seems a little weird that like last year was so white. This one's pretty, you know, pretty black.
I was wondering what you were going to say.
Yeah. I was like,
I mean, do you think they're like, oh, well, we made a mistake and, you know,
overcompensated, basically.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there is. Like,
ease it in a little bit, you know.
All right, so give me the best male and female nominees. Like, how off is it? Like, you know, black versus white here.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, then look it up.
Just read the headlines.
Come on, if you're going to come out with a statement like that, that they're over, you know,
we
stocking
are
one
we
side.
We are fake news.
We are fake news.
Deb's doing her taxes.
You want to do my taxes?
I'm playing a game.
What kind of game?
Blendoku.
I have no idea what that is. Is it something to do with Sudoku?
Yes, but it's colors.
Okay.
It's really fun.
I'm going to see if I can get this to work. Oh, that's still playing?
Dave looks like he's wearing sort of a fur shawl.
Look good, right?
That hair.
It's the hair.
He looks like he's wearing... When you know you have cancer, you buy the hat with the hair already attached.
Jeez, Deb, that's rough. So
don't out him.
Tonight is the obviously the Oscars, but the first time in 7 years that the New York Times made a commercial.
Oh yeah,
for it, and it was going to be pretty much about Donald Trump. I think I got it queued up. Let me see if we can hear.
You got
it.
The audio on that?
Yeah. I don't know what it's going to sound like.
The truth is, alternative facts are just plain
delusional.
The truth
is, the media needs to be held accountable. The truth is, locker room talk is harmless. The truth is, we need to put the safety of the American people...
The truth is, we need a full investigation of any types of
questions.
The truth is hard to find, hard to know. It's more important than ever, the New York Times. That was text I was reading it for you.
Say, what a great voiceover.
I know, right? Yeah. I thought, I just didn't want to confuse you if it was a commercial or if it was me.
Do that for a living.
I know, right? I should. That'd be pretty dope. So that's interesting that's the first ad they ran in 7 years. And they're really saying they're truthful.
They're under attack.
They're under attack.
By the president.
Fake news.
The newspaper of record, you know, the old gray lady.
What?
Right? Didn't they call it the old gray lady?
I don't know.
You
did
never
they?
Heard it called that?
I've never. Did you ever hear the new New York Times being called the old gray lady?
No.
No, I think it's in my household.
That's what we did in my household.
I don't know. My mom was like, "Who's got the old gray lady? Hand her over." But yeah, I don't know. It's pretty crazy that he deemed all of media the enemy of people. I mean, he that's dictator type talk.
Has anyone followed anything about the White House correspondent dinner?
Oh, he bailed on that. Right?
He bailed on that. But before he bailed on that, I was talking with somebody else with Scrap, and he sent me an article that said that they were canceling the White House correspondent dinner. Bloomberg canceled it. And then like 3 hours later, Donald Trump said, "I'm not going." So, but I don't understand why nobody's talking about that. It was canceled before he even said that he wasn't going to go. This is how he gets away with shit. And being like, yeah, I'm going to make this decision. It was the same thing with Mexico, where he was like, the Mexican was getting a lot of heat from his constituents saying, don't go to America, don't go to America. And then he was like, I'm not going to go to America. Then Trump was like, you're not welcome in America. So it's just like, this is how he plays his game, but he gets away with it. I don't understand it. Are you guys following me on this? Or are you just going to?
No.
Have you heard this one?
Have you heard this one?
It's really true.
I liked the idea that Alec Baldwin was going to go as Trump.
That would have been good.
To where?
So, to the White House correspondent.
Oh, that's terrific. Yeah.
Have you seen these? Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? These senators are skipping their town halls or they're just not having any.
I've heard about
and
it.
And in Colorado.
Colorado's a big one, right?
Oh, yeah. Cory Gardner didn't show up. He was invited. And they did a cardboard cutout. And everybody showed their Colorado driver's licenses and live streamed it and everything like that. And people are pissed. You know, I think everybody's getting.
Did you
all,
go? Did you go down there?
No.
You should have went. I would have loved to have seen you on the beat there, getting interviews and stuff. That would have been really good. Next time you should go.
It would be
good. But the other thing about that is, so Trump just like tweets about it and says, "Well, they're just paid protesters going to these things. Sure. They're not really Republicans." But first of all,
I just got my check.
What?
I just got my check from them.
You got your check, right? how much was it?
Yeah, how much does that pay anyway?
It was $200. Nice. I went to
$200.
I'd do that.
Damn,
I never see them listed on Craigslist or anything.
I know.
Too.
Where do you find this?
How do you get that gig?
That's a good gig.
A sweet gig. What do? You got to come up with a chant. Do you have to come with your own original chant, or can you just do they give you a chant or well, what?
You got to go down to the store, get your protest sign first. Yeah, you got
to
pay for that.
So you have to bring some stuff.
Yeah,
to the,
you got
to.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of
it's crazy.
Did you see that? What's the senator that got shot in the head?
Gabby Giffords.
She came out because all these senators are saying that it's dangerous to have to go to the town halls.
Ugh.
So she's like, really, people?
Yeah, seriously.
The one who got shot was like, shut up, babies.
Exactly.
That's really good. Yeah, all these Republicans like, I'm too scared to go. I'm scared for my life to go talk to the people who voted me in.
Yeah, there's a good one where what's that guy? Mitch McConnell is just getting screamed at.
Yeah. That one is really
good.
I watched
that all day.
I know. Let's see if I can find
it. Was Mitch or was it Tom Cotton? I think it was Tom Cotton.
No, that one was Mitch. Tom Cotton also got screamed at a bunch.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that got
all of them are getting screamed at. Yeah. Let me see if I can find the Mitch McConnell one.
Yeah, it was something about coal jobs too, which is...
Yeah, it was some southern woman. Yeah.
But a lot of them are people who are going to lose their medical care coverage because of the...
Everybody.
Yeah, so they're not too happy about that.
Pretty much everybody. Let's see. Let's see if it's this one. I know I had trouble last time I tried to find this video.
Have you guys seen
You have to type in turtle getting screamed at.
It does look like a turtle. Oh, man. Part one, Raymond and Flanagan. Oh, jeez, I'm just going to let that go. We'll get to
just
that
let the show second. Breathe.
Yeah, just let the show breathe. How you doing over there, buddy?
I'm good.
Yeah? Why are you in a dark room?
Because it's dark here. It's getting dark.
It's later here, though. Yeah. So it's dark here.
Have you heard this one? Can't skip the ad. All right. Let's see if this comes up.
Good ad.
Last I heard, these coal jobs are not coming back, and now these people don't have the insurance they need because they're poor.
That was part of it. And then then it gets cut off. It goes into something else. See, I didn't find the right one. Well, but she keeps going and then eventually goes, if you can answer any of these questions, I'll sit down and shut up like Elizabeth Warren. And just the fact that she said Elizabeth Warren that she would shut up put such a smile on his face.
Oh, God, he's such a turd when he smiles, too.
He is.
Because you know it's an evil smile. You know, it's just like
you have to acknowledge that we got too damn many people on food stamps in Kentucky. And last I heard, we're the leader, and that is not where we want to be the leader.
This lady's pissed.
And the last I heard, these coal jobs are not coming back, and now these people don't have the insurance they need because they're poor. And they work those coal mines, and they're sick. The veterans are sick. The veterans are broken down.
Pissed.
They're not getting what they need. If you can answer any of that, I'll sit down and shut up like Elizabeth Warren.
And then he laughs like such a goddamn tool. I will say though that her hair was feathered wonderfully.
Oh yeah,
she had amazing hair. All right,
she's one of the lucky ones.
One of the lucky ones. All right, Deb. So what's happening in your world? Tell us. Give us a rundown. We got a couple minutes left. What's the news on the street as far as in the sex world? Because I know you keep up on it.
They've officially come out against sex addiction. Have you?
Wait, so it's not a thing anymore.
It's not a thing.
But you agree with that?
I've been agreeing with that for years, so it's nice to have like actual scientists say nope.
So who are these scientists? Is this a sex colony?
It's sexologists.
Sexologists. Who? Okay, so who are these? Is there a group of people that study sex?
AASECT came out and said there is no such thing.
What kind of studies do they do? Can I get involved?
yeah, there's the deviance
perfect
fact of that one.
All right, so they say that sex addiction is not an addiction.
It's not a term. It's nothing you can
but what is an addiction, Deb? What is your definition of an addiction? I know this is a bigger topic and we only have like 6 minutes left in the show.
Yeah,
but I want to know what your definition of addiction is.
Since we don't have time to tell you that sex addiction is a personality disorder, not a sex addiction.
Yeah, we'll follow up on this next week. But I think an addiction is, to my understanding of an addiction, is anything that like affects your normal day-to-day life, like gets in the way of your living and getting in the way of relationships you have, getting in the way of jobs you have, getting in the way of all that stuff. And that's what I find that's an addiction. And
well,
that can
be addicted to something and not have problems. You can be addicted to alcohol and keep your job and
it is very true. No, you're not wrong about that.
Is it a disease?
What, sex addiction?
Well, that's another question addiction. That they're arguing back and forth whether it's a disease or not. I think it's an allergy.
It's an allergy?
Yes.
Is that what you just said?
To alcohol, which
alcohol. I thought we were still talking about sex addiction, and you were thinking that's an allergy. The smell of sex really gets me going.
Yes, you need to ingest your bodily fluids in order to sustain life.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're saying it's a. We'll talk about that more. I'm actually interested in talking about that a little bit more. But one day we'll talk about it. Maybe next week we'll figure it out. But I want to hear about the difference between a disorder and an addiction.
Right.
Right. Well, that's what you're saying it is.
Right. And it also has to do with the morals of our whatever society you're in.
Mm.
George Clooney, before he was married, slept with as many people as Tiger Woods did. And
don't make him a bad
person. He didn't have a sex addiction. He was just really cool. But Tiger Woods was a sex addict, but he was married.
So you're saying if it's married, it's not okay, but if you're not married...
No, I'm saying our society said that.
You're saying our society is saying if you're single, you can have sex with... As long as you're a man, let's make that clear.
That's
you can
true.
Have sex
and
with as many people...
And
yeah, and you're white. You have sex with as many people as you want, but if you're... Yeah. If
you're straight,
you're straight, you can have sex with as... Let's really define this, you know? Like, white, single... Straight.
Wealthy?
Wealthy. Wealthy. Okay. Male. Yeah, you have to have a penis.
Penis.
Yeah. And you can grab any
you gotta be
you
handsome.
Want, right?
You can grab any. That's what he taught us.
So the difference is, no one ever looked at George Clooney and said he was doing something wrong.
Because he was good looking.
Tiger Woods got up on television and said, I'm a sex addict. And everyone went, aww.
What,
he's a sex addict.
Did Tiger Woods? Did he? He had call girls, though, right? Did he do the escort?
I think he did a little of everything.
I think he had like girlfriends in like every state.
I think
David Duchovny had like call girls, right?
Yeah.
He had
Hackney was like, the first.
Heidi Kleiss,
yeah, he was the first one.
person came out and said that.
Yeah, he was the first person, and I think honestly, because I remember when that came out, and he was doing Californication. I don't know if you've ever seen Californication.
It's all about that.
But I think it was an advertisement for Californication. I really think it was.
I think that came out before.
No, I remember it was happening during.
Oh, really?
It was like after the first or second season, because I was watching it, and I remember thinking, this has got to be an advertisement, because like he sleeps with a different girl in every episode of that show.
True.
Yeah.
But is he a sex addict on the show?
Yes, he's a sex addict on the show.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. You should watch that show. It was a really good show. I enjoyed
I don't want to watch more.
It's based on Bukowski, right? Charles Bukowski, the author?
Kind of. Yeah. Not really exactly Bukowski, but Bukowski was a lot meaner.
Meaner, but he did womanize.
He womanized. Yeah. And did Bukowski have any kids?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. He did in the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a good show. I mean, it ended years ago. We're talking about a show that ended years ago.
Yeah. It's good,
though. You can watch it.
Yeah. Well, go watch it. Yeah. All right, what do we got coming? Who's going to win the Senate tonight? Who's going to win?
Best
film of the year.
White Jazz.
I haven't even seen.
I haven't seen La La Land
either. But I just see Ryan Gosling dancing.
Boys?
And I just...
I have not seen that movie. I don't even see... We didn't get into it. All right, that's it for us. Good job, guys.
Good night.
Night.
Good show.
Good luck.